Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
Kendall Gill from Muncie Bowl.
Gill penetrates, leans in. Oh, what a move. Kendall Gill, a beauty.
All stolen by Kendall Gill. They've got a 3-on-1 break, and Gill gets the basket and a foul on Todd Day. Gill inside for the basket with 2.9 seconds left.
Moves to a season low, 90 points. And now we'll play the Hawks Friday night for a chance to get into the NBA playoffs.
He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kendall Gill, KG, we wish we were talking to you under better circumstances. He is the analyst on the Bulls postgame show on CHSN with Jason Goff. You're on the midday show with Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi. How are you?
I'm doing good. A little bit nervous. My son just started driving and we're on Lakeshore Drive right now. So
hold on.
Woo!
Your son is driving right now as you're giving us this interview?
Yeah, and guys are blowing their horns at us and stuff. Stay in the lane, Phoenix.
Phoenix, the super recruit, Mr. Basketball himself, and I'm calling him that because he's Mr. Basketball.
Mr. Basketball, but he's just learning how to drive.
So, oh, I know. I didn't mean the official title. I'm sorry about that. But he is to us. He can do everything, but he's learning how to drive.
Kendall, how long has he been driving?
A couple of weeks.
Okay. Well, you're out of the parking lot, so that's good, because I remember learning to drive in a parking lot.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we worked on it, but I mean, this is his first time really where I let him go, and I'm not saying anything, but you know, I had to come on with you guys, so I told him to drive. So
this is amazing. And so he's on Lakeshore. Is this his first time driving on Lakeshore?
This is his second or third time driving on Lakeshore, but
He's
driving
a
good distance now, so you know, he's getting better.
Okay, good progress. Well, we know if something happens, and I don't want you to freak out, but the Bulls kind of freaked us out last night a little bit. I guess, you know, going back to last year, Kendall, and when they lost in the play-in game, and I was reminded of this, that Jimmy Butler didn't play in that game either. So it's not like you could say, well, they don't have Jimmy Butler. Why do you think things went as poorly as they did last night, and the fact that the Bulls just didn't seem to have that fight on the defensive end of the court?
The Miami Heat came up with a great game plan. What they did was they did not let the Bulls penetrate like they did in the previous three games this season. Wherever Kobe White was, Bam Adebayo was sort of like a spy, like you have on a quarterback. And that's what Bam Adebayo did to him. They didn't let Kobe penetrate. Also, you know, I played for the Miami Heat for one season, and Pat Riley has this formula where if you – challenge shots and get a hand up in a shooter's face, they shoot 35%. And you look at the Bulls' percentage last night, 39%. Every one of their shots, they challenged. And, you know, the defense was impeccable for the Miami Heat and the Bulls. They just would not let the Bulls do what they've done post All-Star break. So, I mean, you got to give it to the Miami Heat as well. They played a great game.
Now, Kendall, there were so many lessons where I feel like you and I have talked about things that we've seen in this Bulls team or things you would like to have seen more of. There are comments that you have made, you know, on the shows that you guys do during the games. And I feel like it all came to a head yesterday. You know, the Heat were a mirror, and the playoff Heat especially. One of the things that you talk about so much this season was points in the paint. And let's start there when it came to just what the Heat were able to do in the paint. This is something that you have talked about a lot and for good reason.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that the Bulls have done post All-Star break is they've gotten into the paint. They've scored maybe 60-plus points per game in the paint when they've won. They've also gotten to the free throw line, and they've also something that just did not allow yesterday. Also, the Bulls weren't able to knock down the three-point shot the way that they normally do. And when you give Tyler Hero three free looks at the basket at the beginning of the game, and you let him get started, it's going to be hard to shut his water off. And the Bulls just weren't able to do that. What I would have done after Tyler Hero scored a couple of times going down the paint is I would have trapped the pick and roll. And had I done that, then I think that would have slowed Tyler Hero down and made other players make plays.
What are you left with now, Kendall, after it was a surge, 15-5 to close the season? We pointed out that none of those wins came against good teams that were playing at full strength, except for the Lakers wins. And even in the first Lakers win, the one out there, both Luka and LeBron were coming off injury. Otherwise, you've got no Tyrese Halliburton in that win over the Pacers. You've got no Aaron Gordon, no Joker in that win over the Nuggets. And to me, it seems like we know the Bulls can beat bad teams, but they're not quite ready for the big time. And I don't even know if playing the Heat in a weaker Eastern Conference is the big time. What's your takeaway from where they are now compared to maybe where you thought they were?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that. I mean, they were down 13 against the Denver Nuggets. And, you know, they were able to walk the Denver Nuggets down and came back when Luka and LeBron came back in L.A. and they were injured. Hey, if you're on the court, that means you're able to play. So, you know, injuries or whatever, I don't count that. So I think that they did beat some decent teams. It's just that they just weren't ready for what they saw last night. I mean, Eric Spoelstra did a great job of making the adjustments that he didn't do all season long. I mean, they beat the Heat three times during the season. So, you know, that's and it was the same team. So it's something to be said for that. And it's just that the thing is that Eric Spoelstra just made the adjustment to them and the Bulls didn't.
What do you think about the use of the Heat zone? I thought their defensive spacing was really effective against the Bulls.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Layla. It was great last night because they did not allow penetration. And every time Kobe White had the basketball defensively, they were in his jock. I mean, you look at Andrew Wiggins, who's 6'8", 6'9". The length really bothered Kobe. And you look at the previous game against the Miami Heat, the same thing happened with Andrew Wiggins. So I knew that possibly could be a problem. And they did a great job of just throwing guys at Kobe White so he didn't become a spark plug like he normally does.
I don't know if you got to hear Arturis Karnišovas earlier today at his season-end press conference, but he talked about basically making it sound like this is going to be the group next year. And, you know, they've been mired in mediocrity for a minute now. Kendall, do major moves need to be made to this team? And if so, what are you looking at?
No, major moves don't need to be made. I mean, you made the major move. You traded Zach. You traded DeMar. Let's not forget Trey Jones, who was integral in the process of this team making a run in the second half of the season, was injured. I think that if you retain him, you got to re-sign, of course, Josh, and you keep all of your cornerstones together with Kobe White and Modest Bucelis, then you have something. What I would hope that the Bulls are in position to do is draft Derek Queen out of Maryland, who's a 6'10" power forward, who, in my opinion, sort of reminds me of Moses Malone when he was younger, with the exception that he can knock down three-point shots and he can really handle the basketball. I think if you add him to the mix of this team, then now you're starting to head in the right direction.
We also heard AK talk about shortening the time of transition and talked about the younger players that he's gotten. You're mentioning some of them as well in discussing who they got from that Kings and San Antonio trade, for example, and how they put this together. When you hear him say that, what do you think that means, just knowing your experience with this team and knowing how this is coming together in a way?
Well, it's coming together. I mean, you see Montrezl Bucelis, when he got the consistent time, how he was able to put up consistent numbers, how he was able to play well consistently. And the thing is, you got to do that with all of your young players. I thought with Zach Collins, when Vucevic was hurt this season, he did a great job at the starting center position because of his ability to rim run, because of his ability to protect the rim, because of his ability to knock down three-point shots. I think that, you know, he has a lot of untapped potential. You look at Julian Phillips, who came around this season, and, you know, they asked him to improve his three-point shooting. He did a great job at that all season long. And, you know, Dalen Terry as well. I thought that he played really well. So the Bulls are headed in the right direction as far as their development is concerned. They just need a couple more pieces. And I'm telling you, Derrick Queen would be a great get for this franchise. If they can do all those things, guys, then the Bulls are going to be in great position for the future.
Joined by Kendall Gill, CHSN Bulls analyst and a 15-year NBA vet. He's in the car right now with his son, Phoenix Gill, who's been driving for a couple of weeks, and we're wishing them a safe journey. I don't know how far y'all are going, but how much more time?
We're pulling in the garage now, so I'm I'm okay now.
I'm not going to lie to you, Kendall. Us and also Ray and Robbie, our producers, and the listeners, when we heard the pause because you cut out for a little bit, we were scared something might have happened.
Yeah, he was trying to change lanes and somebody was blowing at him. So, you know, I just had to, you know, pause myself for a second. But we're good now.
Okay.
Changing on Lakeshore Drive.
Glad you made it home. Lakeshore Drive is a bit of a test if you haven't had those driving chops tested, I guess.
The cutaway to Phoenix just now. Hey, Phoenix, remember, if millions of people can do it, so can you. You can do things that millions of people cannot do. I'm just saying.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So as you're looking at this and you're talking about adding a few pieces, I just have one question. What do you think the Bulls should do with Patrick Williams?
Well, I mean, it's been 5 years. And, you know, he was the fourth pick in the draft. I know that the Bulls franchise expected, you know, more development from Patrick as well as the rest of the city and us as well. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bulls were – tried to put Patrick into a trade package because, you know, that sometimes works because I think that Montrezl Bucelis is the small forward of the future. I think that there's no question about that. And he and Patrick play the same position. So, you know, I don't know whether the front office is happy with Patrick coming off of the bench. It's just all something that we are going to have to wait and see. The thing is that, you know, with Patrick, I mean, he has so much potential. He has so much. You see, you look at his body, he passes the eye test and everything. It's just something that hasn't been there as far as the development. I don't know what it is, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bulls tried to move on from Patrick.
We were also wondering the same thing about Vooch. I know that's been wondered about for a while. You know, he had a season, especially that first half, you could argue all-star for sure. When we hear AK say he's going to have more financial flexibility in the summer of 2026, I did think, oh, that's Vooch's last year. You know, that's when his contract runs out, is after 2025. Do you think there's a chance that they move him in the offseason?
There's always a chance. I mean, you know, this is the NBA, and, you know, there was rumors that Vooch was going to be traded during the trade deadline, you know, and Zach and You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Vooch was moved as well, because I think that the Bulls are trying to look at the future with their younger players. It'd be a shame for Vooch to go, but because he's given us a lot of good years. He had a solid year this year, did a great job pre-All-Star break, and then when the Bulls started making their run, he did a great job of assimilating into what the Bulls were trying to do when Josh Giddey was running up and down the court. Kobe White, we're getting up and down the court. Vooch did a great job of becoming the secondary break option. So it's no question that he can play with this group. Now it's the question on whether the Bulls want the salary cap flexibility like you just mentioned, Layla.
I just wonder, Kendall, if this isn't the time where you should be trying to trade whoever you can trade to get draft capital so that if a star becomes available on another team, whether that be, I'm just wish casting here, a Joker, a Giannis, whoever, they actually have some bullets to swap with somebody else, a way to barter, because right now they don't really have anything that they could trade and be in that superstar conversation like some of these other floundering franchises who have been in lottery situations for a minute have.
No, that's understandable. You can throw Joel Embiid in that mix too. I mean, because there's been rumors that he's his days are numbered in Philly as well. So yeah, I mean, that's why you accumulate assets in this business, so that you can trade for draft capital or acquiring a superstar player. So, you know, and the Bulls have a few of those players that could be thrown into that mix. You know, one in particular that Jason and I talked about yesterday was Ayo Dosunmu, because a lot of teams would be attracted to Ayo because of what he brings to the table. I mean, the guy is a professional, whether he starts or he comes off of the bench, he's productive. He's a big defensive guard that can score. So I'm sure a lot of teams will be attracted to Ayo Dosunmu as well.
Yeah, if I'm a GM for another team, I definitely would be trying to get Ayo. I know he had that injury setback this season. It's a shame because I feel like he was really putting together a nice body of work.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he always does. Each and every year he has improved. You know, I thought he was a steal for the Bulls to draft him in the second round. I thought he was a first rounder all day long. And, you know, he's turned out to be what we all thought he was going to be, what he was at Morgan Park High School, what he was at Illinois. And, you know, he just gets better each and every year. So, you know, he's an attractive piece for every team in the league.
Kendall, I have to ask you this. As a 15-year NBA veteran, what is more stressful? Is it playing in the NBA or is it driving with Phoenix Gill on the radio on Lakeshore Drive?
Driving on the Lakeshore Drive on the radio.
Listen, when you told us what the situation was, I was like, oh.
Yeah, because he was making a couple moves there that I, you know, that kind of got my attention. But hey, we're safe and sound now. So
I had to ask because I don't know if we're helping you doing the radio interview or if we're hurting you doing this during that.
No. It's cool. I'm glad that, I mean, that was my first time with him driving on Lakeshore Drive, and you know, he handled himself pretty well because normally I'd be giving him some instruction, but instead I was talking to you guys. So made it home. So yeah, thumbs up.
Relaxing awesome. The situation, Kendall. We appreciate you visiting with us and talking about the Bulls' disappointing season. Thanks,
and congratulations to everything Phoenix has going on. Northwestern's getting a great one. You know that.
All right. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thanks to Kendall Gill. I can't believe we experienced that life moment with the Gill family.
When I looked down, I thought he was driving. And when I saw, oh no, I'm in the car with Phoenix, I was like, wait, what?
The cutaway of Phoenix on Twitch was hilarious.
Oh man, it's good stuff. It's good stuff with Kendall Gill. I'm glad he's on board with what I'm telling people needs to happen, which is get as many draft assets as possible.
It is hard when you become emotionally attached to players. And that is the rough thing about the trade deadline is, as an NBA fan, you know that there's a good chance, just because of the nature of the trade deadline, somebody you like may leave you. Or maybe they get traded to the Lakers for a return that you think is not great. But the point is, tough decisions are made.
Layla, I'm not worried about anyone getting emotionally attached to players. I'm worried about the Bulls getting emotionally attached to mediocrity and the monetary profits that have come with that.
I, for a second, thought about potential monetary profits for us for mediocrity.
No.
They don't exist.
They don't.
I really had that moment just now.
They don't.
Forgot I was on the air for a second.
Number one in attendance again, your Chicago Bulls.
I want to talk about a lot of what is going on today, if you missed a lot, because there's been a lot of news happening around us. For example, Bears assistant coaches are speaking at Hallis Hall. We're going to work to turn around that as we can. Aaron Rodgers made some interesting comments to Pat McAfee.
Doesn't he always?
He does, but these are starting to concede, I think, a little bit. There might be some understanding of what's happening going on there.
Oh, the end is near?
I don't know. We should examine this. We'll kind of break down what we know that we want you to know next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
If it does end tonight for Chicago, you got some big decisions where Josh Giddey is concerned.
Pay that man his money.
Or don't.
Okay, Richard Jefferson has now helped the Josh Giddey fund go even higher.
Listen, I told you my number one thing for Arturis Karnišovas, do not pay that man without him going out and signing an offer sheet. Do not.
Yeah, you got to, after what happened with Patrick Williams, you need to let him test the market. That's it. We have some news and notes that we want to get to here. Which would you like to start with? We can do Bears, we can do Aaron Rodgers, we can do Bulls.
Let's start with Bears.
All right. How about some quotes from assistant coach availabilities today?
Okay, what do we have?
Number one, this is from Michael Dwojak. I think I'm saying that right. Forgive me if I'm not. Bears DC Dennis Allen said Kyler Gordon won't just play nickel this season.
Well, that is telling.
Would like to find a second position for him, maybe outside cornerback or safety.
Okay, that could also answer a question at safety.
Very interesting. We knew that he was going to move around. We just didn't know how much. I wonder how that would look in his defense.
And then who plays the slot corner if he's not playing that position?
Yeah, that's the other question. This from our friend Zach Pearson. Antoine Rendell L. says he had Roma Dunze as his top guy at wide receiver in last year's NFL draft. That's what you want to hear, especially since he came over from Detroit. Nice to also have Antoine Rendell L. back here. He also said this. This is a quote from Declan Doyle on Caleb Williams, who arguably had the best local highlight at the United Center last night.
Wow.
I think Caleb is hungry for growth. Obviously, the sky is the limit with his athletic ability and his talent. Being around him, the person himself, he wants to do well. He wants to be great.
Bet.
Yeah, bet. That's Grody, right?
Grody bet. Saying bet.
I think we need the double bet, though, don't we?
Like, yeah, we bet. Need the double bet. Otherwise, bet. That just sounds like an unintelligible syllable.
Yeah, there that's it. That's it. The double bet.
So those are some news and notes from the Bears. Since we're in the football realm, let's read this quote we found from Aaron Rodgers. Oh, there's audio? He was on Pat McAfee. Let's take a listen to Aaron Rodgers assessing his life.
Yeah, I'll set it all straight. I have no problem. Listen, from the jump, it's, I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm 41 years old. I'm in a serious relationship. I have off the field stuff going on that requires my attention. I have personal commitments I made, not knowing what my future was going to look like after last year, that are important to me. And I have, a couple of people in my inner circle who are really battling some difficult stuff. So I have a lot of things that are taking my attention and have beginning in really January away from football. That's been where I've been focusing most of my attention on. To make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet.
What? Did you understand what he was saying? Did you understand his message there?
Okay, number one, if people around Aaron Rodgers are going through things, I don't count those people in Aaron Rodgers land.
I don't know what his inner circle looks like.
Well, if they are, then I feel bad for them because I don't like it when anybody goes through something bad. However, as far as Aaron Rodgers is concerned, does that sound like a guy who wants to keep playing football for whatever team may sign him?
But is this just a ploy to get people to pay him more money to play football for them?
Is he at that point, though? I'm pretty sure that part of it is straightforward, right? Either he's playing for the Steelers or he's not. But I know who coaches the Steelers, and I don't think that guy's going to put up with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think he'll put up with some of the things Aaron Rodgers has done in the past. I know people don't believe he can actually turn over a new... Actually, he doesn't even sound like he's turned over a new leaf, let's be honest. But
it sounds like he would rather not turn over a new leaf.
I would love to see what happens when you combine Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers.
I want to see that badly.
Like, I don't love drama if it's mine, but if it's other people's drama, I tend to love that because it's fun to watch. I will break out the popcorn. I will sit back, relax, and eat my popcorn watching other people's drama.
How would Aaron Rodgers fare against a coach who is very much established and has the resume?
Why'd you say against as opposed to with a coach who has an established...
Why do you think I said against? Who got fired first in New York?
Aaron Rodgers can't get Mike Tomlin fired.
That's my point.
So he had,
Mike Tomlin wins the battle of established personality here and authority.
In that case, it would be actually amazing the amount of power that people think he has, because it wouldn't be enough. in Pittsburgh.
But
anyway,
when Aaron Rodgers decides to be Aaron Rodgers about some things, that is a completely different scenario for him, potentially in Pittsburgh versus what was in New York.
I think Mike Tomlin wants Aaron Rodgers to be Aaron Rodgers about some things, those on the field things at the line of scrimmage as a quarterback.
Yeah.
But he probably wants him to show up for
OTAs,
the mini camps, all the things leading up to, so they have a chance to actually be good on the field. I just don't know if Aaron Rodgers' perception of himself and his value and his skill set and his ability to adapt is at a level that it needs to be to understand how much work it's going to take on a new team with new players. And you're just laughing at everything I'm saying because it's ridiculous to you.
I'm just picturing.
What are you picturing? Tell me what you're picturing.
Neither one of these individuals hold back in press conferences. So like, what happens week four with these two?
Forget about that. The introductory press conference, when certain questions will be asked, and people are going to be looking at both guys and see, ooh, I wonder how they're going to answer this
would
one.
Would they even sit in the same room?
Like, yeah, you introduce us. Wouldn't it be the head coach, the GM, and Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, I know. But you see what I'm saying here. Like, Mike Tomlin ain't going to take anything from Aaron Rodgers. Think about how he's handled other individuals in this league.
Well, I know he sent off a quarterback that was actually a Pittsburgh guy that played at the University of Pitt.
Receivers ring a bell to you?
Mason Rudolph. That's who he's got right now. I just want to remind you.
Mason Rudolph. All right, there's more from Aaron Rodgers. Do we dare?
Yeah.
All right.
Double dip.
So Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee said his motivation to join a team isn't money related. Could it be ego related, Aaron Rodgers?
To make a commitment to a team is a big thing, whether you're a first-year player or a 20-year vet. I had a lot of great conversations with a lot of teams. Not one of those was the Jets, because that wasn't a great conversation.
We heard. So that was an accurate report. Okay, got it, got it, okay.
That was not an accurate report. We can get into that in a second. But but I had some good conversations. But I've been up front with all of them. I don't have anybody, working on my PR staff. Like me as the head of my PR, she tells me what the hell's going on if I need to know anything. I don't have any leaks. I have a very tight circle. I'm not out there putting shit out just to put shit out. That's just not how I operate. There's been a lot of people assuming they have information about me. That's just not true. I've been straight up with
you. I can't take it anymore. You're literally on Pat McAfee's show. You are your PR person. You're putting stuff out there. You just did. You told us about your serious relationship and how you're 41 years old and you're at a different phase in your life. Am I missing something here?
You're missing that Aaron Rodgers is living in Aaron Rodgers reality, and everyone else who chooses to attach themselves to Aaron Rodgers is simply along for the ride. That's all you're missing.
It's his world and we're just living in it to him. Wait, there's more, right? How many more seconds of there is this?
20.
Let it ride.
Fine.
Teams from the start about where I was at, starting with the money thing. I told every single one of the teams I talked to, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million. That's absolute bullshit. I said I play for 10. Yeah, whatever.
Only 10.
10 million. I mean,
think about the work TJ Edwards did to get $10 million a year.
He's a quarterback, though. I know,
but I'm just comparing the two. What if Aaron Rodgers has to go through TJ Edwards to make his $10 million? Then, why am I coming up with all these scenarios?
Well, remember, Mike Tomlin told us he was very comfortable with Mason Rudolph as his starting quarterback, despite the fact that he's working on a two-year, $7.5 million contract.
I think Mike Tomlin will let people try to call his bluff. Like, Mike Tomlin's like, I like being uncomfortable. And then he'll just stare at you.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's like, I'm fine with Mason Rudolph. I'm going to coach him up.
This man's been to multiple Super Bowls. He's won a Super Bowl. He works for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They don't fire coaches.
No, they do not.
Coaches retire. They go to the Pittsburgh Steelers and then they retire.
He has tenure.
Yes.
I am here for the standoff.
He's never had a losing season in his NFL career.
I will bring popcorn to the standoff, and I will observe it.
I want to see Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. If he plays anywhere, that's the place I want to see, just because I want to be entertained. Is that selfish of me?
No, that's actually the point. Many economists consider sports entertainment.
Oh, okay. That's fair. So, yeah, entertain me, Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers, and go. Roll the ball out and go.
You two just talk about your philosophies on life and rules, and let me know how that ends.
It's like that scene from The Dark Knight where there's been a takeover, a hostile takeover by the Joker. Heath Ledger's the Joker, and there's two guys, and he's like, we are expanding our operation, but there's only room for one. And then he's just like, you guys can fight over it. And they do. I want to see that fight between Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers.
The fact that was the immediate thought I had was that on the same team, it would be adversarial.
Yeah, you're like against. I was like, against? It wouldn't be with? No. I said what I meant. I meant what I said. I got you, Layla.
It's like the opposite. You remember Ben Johnson comes into the building at Hallis and he's like, we're all here for the same reason.
And that guy got fired.
Did he post the video?
Yeah, the guy that posted
it.
The woman. It could have been man or woman that posted the video. Yeah,
I didn't know. I didn't know what the conclusion was. But the point is, as I understand, they're all pulling together for the same cause. Which I think ultimately these two would as well. Like, the cause is to win the game, but...
Win the Super Bowl.
But how you get there?
Circuitously.
I love the standoff. Like, you've already picked a side. Like,
I'm Team Tomlin. Let's be very
clear. There's not even a doubt. There's not even a doubt.
Are you Team Tomlin as well?
Of course. There's all, every day.
Who would be Team Rodgers?
Well, most importantly... Team Rodgers is Team Rodgers.
How many people does that consist of?
I think it consists of more than we think. Like, of people who want to see Aaron Rodgers play football still.
There are also a lot of Tomlin haters, so I can
see
that too.
There are. But the midday show?
Nah, we're Team Tomlin.
Team midday show is Team Tomlin. So I think that does it for our quick hit segment of the day, because we had a lot going on that we wanted to share. About that throw last night at the United Center. One member of the Friends of the Score got a front row ticket to the experience of Caleb Williams at the UC for the playoff game.
He was thrilled?
We'll hear a vocal history from Casey Johnson next on The Score.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And there's Caleb Williams.
And looks like, oh, he's throwing a football out.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Got it up to second level. Wow. From that was a toss. Charlie, I've only seen one other person do that. That was you.
Well, Bill, 52%.
You could have let that play out a little longer, Robbie Triano. Your Bill Weddington is just excited that Caleb Williams is at the game. He saw the throw. We saw the throw. CHSN has it on their Instagram. If you want to check out that throw, that was pretty incredible. It was the best highlight we had yesterday.
He signed the ball, and then he said, somebody's going to get a ball, and hopefully they did not get it in their face, because he threw it hard, and he threw it far.
There are so many times on the Bulls broadcast where Bill would make a joke, and Chuck would just... It was a poetic layout.
I must say, a layout.
It was a comedy bit.
He was trying to let that man's words marinate, over you.
Those two and their ribbing of each other. Those two troublemakers.
I love it. I listen to them all the time. And it's going to be a long time before I get to listen to them again, unfortunately.
I know. Chuck, Bill, and Alyssa did a great job this year on the Bulls broadcast on the Score. I love being able to fill in when I did and just talk to Bill. Like, to be able to talk to him after that Lakers game was just incredible. So Bill knows that Alyssa and I will always make room for his jokes.
I will always listen and laugh at said jokes.
We love it.
Of course, I love a good dad joke, too, so I'm on board.
I like a good dad joke, too. People who criticize any type of humor, just be happier. You know, that's so easy. I do want to talk a little bit more about just Caleb Williams being at the game, because we also got, I understand we got a firsthand account of this. As I know, I think Caleb was sitting directly in front of Casey Johnson. So Casey sits in a row of seats that is baseline, about three rows behind the court and adjacent to the Bulls bench. So he's under the corner. He's under the basket that's closest to the Bulls bench. There are two seats in front of you right there that are for ticket holders. One of the ticket holders was none other than QB1.
First of all, he got not bothered. He got asked to take selfies with fans so many times. And I actually debated whether or not to tweet this, but I ended up doing it, and it got a lot of engagement, which I'm happy about, because you can say this is a small thing, but I watched 50, 60 kids go up to that dude, and he didn't turn one kid down for selfie.
Oh,
and often
nice.
He would take the phone himself and then flip, you know, the reverse camera thing around and take the picture himself and then hand the camera back to the kid. Like, he was an expert at it. And so, you know, those are little things, but, you know, I was impressed by that. And
yeah.
So I don't like bothering people in those situations. You know, when I'm not working, he's not working. I did have one interaction with him because Coby White came chasing a loose ball one time and absolutely blew up the row to the point where the chairs smashed into our media table, and Cassidy Hubbard from ESPN and myself both lost our monitors. The table came into us. It was actually a pretty severe collision, and the first time it had happened all year. And Caleb and his buddy were away from the seats getting something to eat.
So oh, my gosh.
Dude, you almost got taken out. And then Caleb smiled, and I said, oh, wait, you probably could have handled it, but your buddy might have been toast.
Oh, Casey, that's great. Could you imagine Caleb Williams gets hurt at the Bulls game?
Well, he's been sacked enough.
I think
right.
Coby White would have been hurt, actually, because Caleb looks like a pretty big dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That was this morning with Mully and Haw, Ruthie Polinsky filling in for David Haw. That's good stuff. Like, just to be able to sit that close. I noticed that because on Instagram there was a picture of Caleb, and then I noticed the row behind him, and I'm like, wait, he's right in front of KC.
And so the fact that he signed all those, or not signed autographs, but took selfies with everyone, I think that's pretty telling.
Man of the people.
Got to be. I think he is prepared for this life, and one reason he is kind of a facing forward dude in all scenarios, he lived in L.A. He knows what it is.
USC quarterback, I know that they have professional teams now, but for a generation of people, that was L.A.'s professional team. Like, he's not afraid of that part of it. And, you know, the Esquire article would speak to that as well. I like the way he expresses himself, whether it's fashion, whether it's accessory, whether it's you want to paint your nails, you go right ahead. And if that makes him the best version of himself, that's all that matters to me.
I forgot about the paint the nails thing. That's how
the amount of people who are upset about that, I don't get it, man.
People don't like things different from how they think things should be.
Well, here's the thing. Don't worry about that other person, and then you'll probably be happier. Focus on yourself.
People just, the projection is weird.
It is, but this is the flip side of that. You know, you see him out in public, you see him going to support the Bulls. He's in town, wants to be at the playoff game, and not only does he support the Bulls, he supported the fans who were there and launched a ball into oblivion.
Didn't see that ball land. I just saw it go and off into the void, aka the uppers.
Yeah, no idea.
Nosebleeds.
Does anybody know? Did that ball get caught? Did it hurt anybody? Because that was launched with some force. If you know, tell us. We want to know the conclusion to where the ball landed.
I also just want to say I'm so glad that Caleb got up and went to the concession stands during that moment when Kobe crashed
into.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Do you guys remember immediately when the Bears season ended and he attended a college basketball game with the wrist wrapped up and all of the people that were losing their mind over that, which I was too.
Dan
I was
Weiderer
a part of that.
Texted emojis. He had the question mark emojis on that one.
Like if he would have been involved in a collision, a basketball collision on the sideline, oh my God.
And let me tell you, I've sat in those seats plenty of times. I never saw that happen. So Casey's right. That was the first one of the season, and you had to get to the postseason to actually have it occur. That's pretty rare that that happens because there is a lane, you know, for players to go through for that reason.
Could you imagine if the Bulls lost and Caleb Williams was hurt?
Okay,
like
stop,
that
Robbie.
Would just
we're not
be
doing
so
this today,
insult.
Robbie. We're not doing this.
It did happen, but I mean, like that would have just put so much insult to injury.
Robbie asked this question wearing a Detroit Tigers hat.
I want Caleb to have a great career.
He's got jokes, and he's also got sarcasm mastered.
And lose to the Detroit twist here, but yeah.
I thought you were serious when you said the pitching matchup was equal earlier with the Diamondbacks.
Was it
Colin Ray and Corbin
definitely
Burns?
Not, yes, I was not saying that.
Corbin Burns has a sneaky high ERA right now, but it's sneaky. I know who that guy is.
He also has a sneaky fastball. How about that?
Yeah, to hitters.
It'll just sneak right up on you.
It will. Next thing you know, you've swung and missed.
Yes, or fouled it off, which is also a strike.
Yep.
Just not the third strike.
But the Cubs are off today, so we're not going to focus on that right now. We'll bring in the afternoon show next. Transition next on The Score.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.